This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair, thank you so much for joining us this episode 28 of our series, The Blessed Women Around the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this episode, we'll continue talking about our mother, Zainab binti Jahsh radiallahu anha. We'll talk about her life with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his wife, her interaction with the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and her death, inshaAllah. And just again, let us quickly go through our list of our mothers. We spoke about Khadija radiallahu anha. We spoke about Sauda. We spoke about Aisha. We spoke about Hafsa. We spoke about Zainab bin Khuzaimah. We spoke about Salama radiallahu anha. And now we're speaking about our mother, Zainab bin Jahsh. We spoke about how, we mentioned how she became the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam following the divorce of her by Zayd, the adopted son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We mentioned the controversies around this marriage and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this marriage to sort of complete the laws of adoption, the laws between an orphan and his adopted foster parents. And then we also spoke about our mother Zainab in terms of her personality. We said that she was a very independent woman. She had a high self-worth, self-opinion, which at times might have even bordered along vanity. We spoke about how she was a craftswoman. She was good with her hands and she had a business. She was a very passionate woman, a woman that would be very intense in her emotions. She would be someone that was not scared to mention what she believed and what she wanted. And even if it put her into conflict with someone else, she didn't mind voicing her opinion. A very strong, strong woman. And of course, we said she was a deeply devoted, pious worshipper of Allah. She was extremely given to salah. She would spend the night in ibadah to the point where she would become tired and she would cling onto a rope to keep her from falling asleep during tahajjud. She would spend the day in fasting. And of course, the thing that she really excelled in was that she was extremely generous. Her personality, naturally, we said, would come into conflict and clash in particular with someone very similar to her, our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha. And Aisha radiallahu anha says in Bukhari, Zainab was my equal in beauty and in the Prophet's love for her. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked her a lot. And Salama also says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked Zainab very much, but he also became very frustrated with her at times. So at times, you know, she would annoy him even, but he enjoyed spending time with her. Aisha also says that Zainab was very proud of her time with the Prophet ﷺ. She was very given to spending time with him and to be romantic with him and to be passionate with him. And she wasn't afraid to show this, and even if it meant that it sometimes stepped on the toes of the other wives, she would do this. So last week we spoke about how there was a clash, and there will be a number of clashes today that we'll speak about between her and Aisha radiallahu anha. So we found that when it was Aisha's night and the Prophet was with Aisha, Zainab came over and the Prophet extended his hand, and this obviously upset Aisha because it was her night, and there was this confrontation, and Zainab raised the voice and Aisha raised the voice, and there was this argument. Another incident that comes to mind is that the Prophet, Aisha says that the Prophet was with me the evening and he was having supper with her and she had prepared a meal. And so, you know, we said our mother Aisha was not the most domestic of women, so for her to prepare a meal was quite difficult. And she's been now, like we can imagine, all day in the kitchen preparing this meal, and they're getting down, the two of them, maybe you could call a romantic moment. She's been waiting for him for maybe a week, and to spend this time was her time with him. And now they're about to eat, and then they have, you could say, a knock at the door. Someone has come to the door. So in comes this person, is given permission, and it's one of the servants of Zainab. And Zainab radiallahu anha's servant comes with a bowl of food. Zainab cooked something and sent it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, subhanallah, this naturally would frustrate our mother Aisha. She just spent all day and here comes this plate of food. And as the servant is about to put the plate down, Aisha strikes the plate and it falls on the floor and it breaks. And there's this awkward silence, we can imagine, you know. People are watching, this is now in public. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says these beautiful words. So Aisha obviously says she did something wrong. And the Prophet ﷺ diffuses this awkward moment and he says, "You have made your mother jealous, you've upset your mom." So he basically says, "You've upset your mother. Aisha is your mother, you've upset her." And then the Prophet ﷺ picks up the plate and he picks up the food and he says, Go ahead, you can eat. There's nothing wrong with it. We, even from this small incident, we learn that when food falls on the floor, it's halal to eat. There's nothing wrong with it. And you can go and eat it. And then when the meal was done, the Prophet says to Aisha, you owe Zainab a dish. You owe her a plate. You broke the plate, so you owe her a new plate. And so he took one of Aisha's plates and he gave it to the servant to give to Zainab. Another mention of that clash between our mother Aisha and Zainab radiallahu anha was a story that we had left on pause. Remember, I take your mind back to Salama when we said that the Prophet he would receive gifts from the Sahaba. And the Sahaba would make a point to bring these gifts during the day of Aisha. So Aisha would, in her house, she would benefit from these gifts. And the other wives naturally became upset about this, and so they began to complain. So they told Salama, you go and speak to the Prophet ﷺ, and you ask him to tell the Sahaba to be fair, if we could say, in giving, in distributing of gifts. Salama approaches him one time, two times, three times, and the Prophet ﷺ doesn't respond to her and basically says to her, don't upset me in this regard. You know, don't do this. And Salama, we said, the mature, diplomatic, elegant lady that she was. So when the Prophet ﷺ, she could see she was annoying him, she left it at that. She didn't argue with him. Then we said the wives went to Fatima, his daughter, and they said to Fatima, go and speak to your dad and tell him about this issue of Aisha. And so Fatima comes to the Prophet ﷺ and she speaks to him, and the Prophet ﷺ says to her basically, oh Fatima, don't you love who I love? And I love Aisha, so love Aisha, don't upset me. So Fatima also leaves the matter and she says to the Prophet ﷺ, I want to love who you love. And so she goes to the other wives and she says to them, I want nothing to do with this matter. I don't want to upset my dad, so don't involve me. I'm not going to get involved here. Again, the wives are not satisfied. They're still upset about this. And then Zainab bint Jahsh, she was now one of the wives, and she basically said, well then, if Salama, you're not going to do the job, and Fatima, you can't do the job, then I will do the job. And I'm not basically scared to bring this issue up, and I will address the matter. So she walks, and she doesn't even wait for the Prophet to come to her house, and to speak to him privately. She goes to Aisha's house when the Prophet is with her. And she asked for permission, and she's given permission. So now the Prophet ﷺ sitting with Aisha. Aisha is there, and now she talks to the Prophet ﷺ. And Aisha, again, this hadith is narrated from Aisha. So Aisha says, so Zainab began to complain, and she basically said things about me that were hurtful. She said hurtful things, but I didn't respond. And she was saying, basically, we of the wives want you to be fair in the way that these gifts are distributed between us and the daughter of Abu Bakr. She doesn't even say Aisha's name. She says the daughter of Abu Bakr. And she goes overboard, actually, and she says things that hurt Aisha. And Aisha says, I didn't say anything, but I looked at the eyes of the Prophet ﷺ. I'm looking, basically, give me permission to respond. I'm waiting for him to give me permission to respond. And then when Zainab went to a certain level, and we don't know what she said, but she said something, and then the Prophet ﷺ basically gave Aisha permission. So Aisha then responded to Zainab. And Aisha says, I responded to her so fiercely that Zainab was completely quiet. She couldn't say anything. I basically put her in a place. And when Zainab was now quiet, and we said, no one makes Zainab quiet. And Aisha said, I did that. So then the Prophet ﷺ smiles and he says to Aisha, you really are Abu Bakr's daughter. Because Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, when you learn his biography, that he had a very eloquent way of talking. That when he came to a company, and especially when he was tense, he had a way of making his voice heard. And at times he even had a bit of a sharp tongue that basically kept other people quiet. There's more incidents between Aisha and Zainab. So the very famous incident of the honey, which is the reason, as most of the Mufassireen mention, the reason why the first verse of Surah Tahrim, was revealed because of this incident. We mentioned how the Prophet, peace be upon him, would visit all his wives during the day, and he would go and check up on all of them. And Aisha would always say that because she was the youngest, he would visit her last. And so we imagine our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she's always anticipating and excited for him to come to visit her, even if it's not too much time, but he's going to come and visit her. And she got to know his routine, so even though they didn't have watches, she obviously would estimate around this time of day, he's due to come home. And she found that a few days now, he's coming later and later, and he's not as on time as he usually was. So Aisha radiallahu anha asked Hafsa, why, what's happening, why is he delaying, why is he coming late? And so they found out that the Prophet ﷺ was staying a bit longer by Zainab in Jahsh. When he was visiting Zainab, he stayed longer than normal. And why would he stay longer than normal? Because Zainab radiallahu anha had just purchased some very nice honey. We said that she obviously had this business, so she had a little bit more than the other wives, and she bought this nice honey, so when the Prophet ﷺ would come, she would feed him some honey, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, had a sweet tooth, and so obviously he enjoyed this, and they spent some time, and this now delayed him. And we can only imagine it delayed him for a few minutes, 5-10 minutes at most. But this obviously for the wives of the Prophet ﷺ was something which upset them. So they decided, what are we going to do? We can't allow Zainab to keep taking that extra 10 minutes. We need to do something about this. So Zainab, Aisha and Sauda, and we said that three of them were sort of a clique. They agreed amongst themselves, look, when he visits you and he kisses you, and this obviously, again, side note here, it shows you a number of things. Number one, it shows you that the Prophet ﷺ, when he would come to his wives, he would come home, he would greet them, he would actually kiss them on the mouth. This was his sunnah. So they would say that when he comes to you and he kisses you on the mouth, ask him, what is this bad smell on your breath? Because the Prophet ﷺ was extremely concerned about his hygiene, very strict on his hygiene. At least 5 or more times a day, he would use the miswak. It's like brushing his teeth 5 times a day. So for him, any bad odors was deeply offensive to him. And him, of all people, was very strict on hygiene. So to have a bad smell coming from his mouth was very embarrassing for him. So they agreed, when he comes to you, Hafsa, and he kisses you, ask him, why does your breath smell so bad? And he would say, look, the only thing I ate was this honey from Zainab. And then they said, we will agree to tell him that maybe the honey was made from some kind of bitter sap, and therefore it's giving a bad smell. And then when you go to Sauda, when he kisses you, say the same thing. When he comes to Aisha, say the same thing. Eventually, this will frustrate him, and this will basically get back at Zainab. So, it also, side note, it shows us as brothers, as husbands, that our wives, if they are at home, for example, and we have to come home at a certain time, I know I'm guilty of this at times, our wives are anticipated, they're excited to see us all day, they haven't seen us, and therefore if we are maybe 5-10 minutes late, any woman, every woman would naturally get a little frustrated. She's excited and to see you, and therefore don't delay. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged us as men that when it's time to go home, don't delay, don't spend, even if you're in the masjid, don't spend longer than you need to be, because your wives are looking forward to you. Maybe you're the only adult conversation she could have all day, or she's the only people she's speaking to are the kids, and now she wants to spend time with her husband. And even if it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, for our wives, it might seem like a very long time, and they would get impatient. This is the case even with the best of women. And the Prophet ﷺ, he's the most busiest of men, you know, ever. There was no man busier than him. If anybody had an excuse to say, oh, Aisha, why are you stressing me out? Why are you hassling me? I've got the concerns of the entire ummah on my head. Surely you can be patient. If I come late, I come late. You know, I'm busy. This isn't the attitude of the Prophet ﷺ, and if that's the Prophet ﷺ, then for us, really, and I speak to myself first, we should not get frustrated that time is her time, it's her haqq, and she wants us to come home at this time, so we should make an effort not to infringe on that time. So Aisha and Hafsa and Sauda, they agreed to this. And so the Prophet ﷺ, when he went to them, and they said, your breath smells bad. So the Prophet ﷺ said, look, this is from the honey. And now today I've made honey haram for me. I have prohibited myself. I'll never ever eat honey again. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verses in the Quran. Allah says to the Prophet sallam, Ya ayyuhan nabi, lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak tabtaghi mardata azwajik. O Prophet of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, why do you make haram what Allah has made halal? Why do you make honey haram? Allah has made it halal. Tabtaghi mardata azwajik. So that you can, for the purpose of pleasing your wives. Now again, this is a verse in the Quran which is a slight reprimand to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and again, this is something which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is—it's kind of embarrassing for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah has to intervene because his wives are bothering him. His wives are conspiring. So again, this is another incident where the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam basically stepped out of line, and this was something wrong from Aisha and Hafsa and Sauda. So we see this tension between Aisha and Zainab, and they were this intense rivals when they were with one another. At times, we don't even find that there's nice words. But when you see two piety of these women, that it never got in the way of their taqwa. And there's two incidents that comes to mind. So we spoke about the ifk, the slander of Aisha. The slander of Aisha when she was accused of committing zina. And we know that this was the most difficult time in her life. And in fact, she was separated from the Prophet ﷺ. And during this time, the Prophet ﷺ was not sure if the rumors of Aisha's infidelity was true. And he sought advice. He spoke to Zayd. He spoke to Sayyidina Ali. He even then went to Zainab. Now he knew he specifically went to Zainab. Why? Because Zainab was the one wife that didn't get along with Aisha. And she was the one wife that argued with her the most. So if he wanted to gauge from Zainab what Zainab says about this matter, and Aisha says, so Aisha narrates this hadith. So in spite of their rivalry, Aisha says that, you know, what a pious woman Zainab was. Because when the Prophet ﷺ went to her and asked her about, what do you say about Aisha and this incident? So basically Zainab said to the Prophet ﷺ, I know nothing of Aisha except good. I cannot say one fault about her. Now, subhanAllah, this shows you the true taqwa of our mother, Zainab. And to make it even more, the level of Zainab, her sister, Zainab's own sister, was one of the founders of the, if they were one of the people that began spreading the rumors. And when we asked her, why did you do this? So she said, I wanted to bring Aisha down to give my sister Zainab, to make her the one that all the love of the Prophet ﷺ was. I wanted to get Aisha out of the picture for the sake of my sister Zainab. But then Zainab, obviously, she was the one that came to defend Aisha to the Prophet ﷺ and said, look, I don't know anything about Aisha except good. This is something which is not possible for our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha. And this went both ways. At a time when Zainab was in trouble, you found our mother Aisha radiallahu anha standing up for her. So Aisha tells us that it so happened that towards the end of the life of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet, peace be upon him, went to perform his Hajj, and all the wives of the Prophet ﷺ joined him. So they're all with him, they're all traveling together from Medina to Makkah. Now, one of the wives, Safiya, we'll get to speak to her in coming weeks, inshallah. She wasn't a very good rider, and she began to fall behind, and her camel got lame. And as she falls behind, she begins to cry. And she, you know, her tears are rolling. So the Prophet ﷺ stops the entire caravan, 100,000 Sahaba. He stops them, he turns around and he goes to get Safiya. And he makes the camel kneel and he takes Safiya off the camel. Safiya was very short, she was very petite, very delicate. We'll come to know that she's the only wife that was originally a Jewish lady, which means she came from a much more cultured civilization. The Arabs were a lot more rough, so she was a very pampered girl. And for her, this was very difficult for her. So the Prophet ﷺ takes her off and she's bursting, she's crying. And the Prophet ﷺ, and we imagine this, he takes her off the camel and he wipes away her tears with his thumbs. And Safiya says, the more he wipes away my tears, the more he makes me cry. And now she blames him and she says, you gave me a bad camel. It's because of you, my camel is behind, and I'm behind, and she's inconsolable. So then the Prophet ﷺ says, oh Zainab, because Zainab had many camels, because she was, again we said, she was the wealthiest of all the wives. So he says to Zainab, Zainab, shame, give Safiya one of your camels. You've got extra camels, give her one of them. So Zainab said something to the Prophet ﷺ. So she said, and this is again publicly, she says, me give my camel to that Jewish lady? Never. I will never give her one of my camels. So the Prophet ﷺ was extremely annoyed with this. He kept quiet, didn't say anything, but this upset him deeply. And so Safiya is crying, so the Prophet ﷺ says, guys, look, let's just stop everything and we'll camp here and let Safiya calm down. SubhanAllah, again, for his wife, he makes the entire Hajj Jama'ah stop so that his wife can calm down. But he was very upset with Zainab. So Aisha tells us the story. Because of that, the Prophet basically ignored Zainab for a number of months. To such an extent that Zainab had a special mattress for the Prophet ﷺ. She had a special bedding that when he would come, she would take that bedding out so that when he slept in her house, that he had a nice place to sleep. She actually packed that bedding away. She said, khalas, the Prophet ﷺ will never ever come to me again. And then Aisha says, I was with him one day and she thought about Zainab, and obviously she felt bad for Zainab's sake. So she began to talk to the Prophet ﷺ about Zainab, like, you know, forgive her, pardon her. She spoke out of turn. It's been 3 months now. She's so broken up. She's so sad. Go and visit her. So Aisha says it was, she remembers the day the Prophet ﷺ went and he went to go visit Zainab, and you know, Zainab took this beating out again, and alhamdulillah, she was so happy. So in her saddest moments, Aisha actually stood up for her. And this relationship, as we said, it was that they were rivals. They fought with one another, they argued with one another, dishes and plates flew sometimes. But when it came down to real, you know, when one was really in a bad spot, their taqwa never allowed them to harm each other. They stood up for one another, and there was this mutual rivalry, yes, but this mutual respect. And after the Prophet ﷺ died, Zainab, of course, continued. We said she continued to be a businesswoman, and she continued to do charity. And of all the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, she excelled in terms of her generosity. And Aisha tells us that after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, it became a standard that the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, they would receive a salary. They would receive a salary from the government. So Sayyidina Umar was the Khalifa. The Muslim Ummah expanded. So he gave each of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ a stipend, like a little salary. And when Zainab received her salary, she was very disturbed about this. She didn't like it. And she gave every cent of that money away. She gave it in charity. Then Sayyidina Umar heard about this and he says, what a blessed woman this lady Zainab is. And he gave her more money. And she gave every cent of that money away. And she made a dua that, Ya Allah, let me not see this money again next year. I don't want to see this happening again. I don't want the salary again. And it so happened that our mother Zainab, radiallahu anha, she passed away 10 years after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, and she was in fact the first wife to die after the Prophet ﷺ. And now the wives of the Prophet ﷺ understood something. We remind ourselves back to Sauda. We said that Sauda was the biggest, largest of the wives. And that the Prophet ﷺ told them, and again picture this, Prophet ﷺ is surrounded by his wives, and perhaps this was when he was ill, and they asked him, who of us will be the first to be with you in Jannah? And he said to them, the one with the biggest hands, the longest hands, she will be the one that will join me first. So they had like a competition annually, that they would get together, all the wives, and they would measure their hands after his death. And every time Sauda would win, because her hands were the biggest, she was the biggest one of all. Then when Zainab died first, they understood, the wives understood, he wasn't talking about having the biggest hands physically. They meant the one who was the most charitable. And Zainab was the one that gave the most charity. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her that she would be the first that would die and be reunited with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's no more befitting words to say about our mother Zainab, that after she died, Aisha of all people, and we said the relationship between Aisha and Zainab was perhaps not the best at times, but when she died, Aisha basically said of her, may Allah have mercy on her, the praiseworthy woman, this praiseworthy woman, the devout and sincere worshipper of Allah, and the protector and the comforter and the refuge of the orphan and the widower is now gone. May Allah have mercy on her. What a great woman she was. Rahimullah, our mother Zainab bint Jahsh. She was the first to be reunited with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She passed away, as we said, around 10 years after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was about 53 years old when she had passed away. We continue next episode with our next wife, our mother, inshallah, Habiba, the daughter of Abu Sufyan, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.